programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO and WRCE. It is a pleasure to have you along today as we begin a week talking about things that are going on in the community. And we have a host of events going on this very weekend. But something that's always going on 24/7, that's the Simons Recreation Complex and the many attributes. It's a real crown jewel for our community. And we're going to talk about that. We have special in-studio guests today. Sanford Miller is here, Shelley Meese and Tori Hill. And we're going to also talk to Director Mike Hardy, who's here. Mike, good morning. We haven't had a chance to have you on yet.
Yeah, good morning, Phil. It's nice to be here.
Good to have you here. You've been on the job, what, a couple of months now?
Yeah, just entered my third month, so still new at it.
Okay. What attracted you to the job?
Well, it's very similar to what I've been doing. I went to school for recreation and sports management, so I've been a parks and recreation director for the last 27, 28 years or so. And my wife and I moved back here in 2009, and my wife, of course, works for the school district, and I've been the parks, recreation, and forestry director up in Baraboo. So driving for the last 14, 15 years or so, the job opened up. It offered me a chance not to have to drive, but still do the recreation administration field. And what I saw from Simons, I actually went to the community forum that was held by the school district and the Simons Foundation and the city and the county, and I just saw what I saw in early late March, I believe it was, before the referendum, and I just saw the collaboration between all those groups, the county, the city, Simons, and the school district, and I just heard a lot of working together. I kind of liked what I heard, and I thought, well, you know, maybe it's a good idea to come back here. I liked the energy that I saw coming out of Simons, what the county and the city was doing, what the Simons Foundation was doing, and some of their goals for kind of long terms. And I thought, well, that's something I want to be part of. So we got to a point in Baraboo where we felt really strong with the program that we had, so I felt it was okay to step away from there, come back here and be involved in this opportunity and this change, and I'm looking forward to the future, what we have.
Well, that kind of collaboration, too, you have to feel good about that for the future of the Simons, don't you?
Definitely. And you know, I really liked hearing what Steve Board had to say about getting the school district more involved with Simons and having kids, I believe you said, third or fourth graders, having a part of the curriculum be swim lessons for those kids. And just being able to be with that opportunity and bringing the school district, not only Richland, but also Ithaca. Ithaca is now bringing a summer school class out to Simons, and we're having summer school classes out there. So some of those kids are learning how to swim. So being able to collaborate more with school districts and hitting all those generations, so we've got a really good connection with some of our older generation, our adults, and we've got some really good programs that have always been going on. We'd like to see more collaboration also with the hospital and with various medical facilities around, because there's a really good opportunity to do some work with physical therapists and some rehab type work. So and then also with school districts, bringing in kids and just continuing to use that as a resource for the community would be nice.
So when you grew up, basically the Simons was here when you were still around in high school, wasn't it?
I think it was built when I was a junior, 87.
Okay.
So yeah, it opened when I was a junior. I think I only went a couple times to play racquetball, but I was never much of a swimmer. And we always had, you know, Coach Rip, Coach Simcock would always have open up the high school gym for us, and we'd have to work out there anyway. So really didn't have a big reason to go to Simons a lot, but came back a couple times in college to play racquetball, and I really hadn't been there a lot until we moved back in 2009, and we had our kids, so we got them involved with swimming there and working out and everything. So was there a little bit as a member, and then now as the director.
But you're certainly aware of what it means to the community.
Definitely. And being here in the community the last 15 years living here, you know, I read the local paper and listen to WRCO quite often. So over the last couple of years, you know, since COVID, I've heard everything that's gone on with everything in the community, including Simons. And so I follow that really closely. And you know, hearing the different considerations that people were looking for Simons, you know, is it what's the most feasible route to go forward? Is it to continue with the county? Is it to look at private or YMCA or school district, you know, ownership, that type of thing? So I was really interested in that as well. So I was really happy to see that the community really came out and supported as much as they did. The county came out, the city came out, and they're actually supporting it more than what they have in the past as far as the tax levies, you know, sustaining it that way. And it's certainly kind of a trust that they've put into it, that they want to see us continue it for the community and continue to kind of grow it stronger that way. So, but just seeing, and I guess that was a big reason for my coming back too, is I wouldn't have wanted to come here if it was kind of a, we're not sure or whatever, but just hearing so many people in the community and just seeing that it's a major part of the community. You know, it's a small community, but it's an anchor of, you know, not only the city, but the entire county and the surrounding areas of the county. A lot of people, so many people have come forward and said, you know, they probably wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for Simons, because they need that for their knee rehab, or for their, you know, just for any kind of rehab, and they need that kind of indoor pool, and there really isn't another one that's that close. They'd have to go to another place to be able to get that. So so just hearing that that's that important for so many people in this community is, you know, has really been a driving force to bringing me back as well.
You've lived in other communities. Obviously, the uniqueness of the Simons is pretty special here, isn't it?
It is. I mean, especially for this size community, and, you know, we've heard all that before. I mean, not only looking again at, you know, Richland Center being 5,000 people and the county being 17,000-18,000, but, you know, coming from Baraboo, which is about 15,000 people in Baraboo, but they didn't even have a lot of the facilities that we have here for a larger community like that. And a big part of that is because we don't have a lot of close larger cities next to us that have these facilities. So we're drawing in a lot from, you know, the Lone Rocks and the Casanovias and the smaller communities around that collectively are bringing in this larger population and people that need these type of services. The you know, whether it's for physical therapy, whether it's for young children needing to learn how to swim, that type of thing. So it's not real common in smaller communities. Once you get into a bigger community, sure, you see them here and there, but they're typically not as supported as much. They're more seen as more for-profit or private groups. Here it's more community funded, more community supported, I guess. So that's really nice to see, and it's a big part of, you know, why people like these types of communities, small communities, rural communities that that really drive programs like this.
You have three of your friends in the studio here that use the Simons, and you really see people from all walks of life, don't you?
Yeah, and definitely these, you know, members like these are really what keeps Simons and a lot of these small town facilities that people enjoy keep them going. You know, Simons wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the members and you know, for the foundation. They're really the ones that really drove this, especially after COVID and from the county and city deciding, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to continue to fund these? And, you know, people like our members that have come forward and said, this is what it means to us. This is why we need it. And the county and the city listened to that, and that's kind of why we're moving forward. And you know, we certainly wouldn't be here without our members and without our foundation.
Let's chat with a few of those as well, Mike. Let's move over to Torrey Hill. Torrey Hill, you are here. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. So give us a little bit of your background, since it's your first appearance here on our WRCO airwaves.
I grew up here in Muscadet my whole life. I moved away a few years, ago, to Florida. Started my life down there. I used to be a big guy. Not that I'm not a big guy still, but I was over 700 pounds, and I started a weight loss transformation journey down in Florida. I came back late last year and went to the hospital here, and worked with the hospital and Simons on getting using the classes to help me continue my journey. I needed a knee replacement, so they suggested I do the water therapy, and I used the pool to strengthen my knee before my surgery. I went and had my surgery, and because of the pool and being able to work out there, I was able to return to work with probably like 2 months after starting this whole, you know, after starting back after my knee surgery. So, I mean, it was pretty good.
Quite a journey for you. I mean, at one point you're probably thinking, you know, maybe let's give up here. This is not going to be easy, right?
I was definitely ready to, you know, just give up. You know, when you get to be that big, there's not really much you can do. You know what I mean? So once I started, you know, changing my lifestyle, I found that a lot of the community reached out and wanted to help and encourage me. You know, you start to make changes, and they support you, and that's what a lot happened at Simons. Not only the instructors, but it was my classmates that were interested in my story and, you know, helped holding me accountable. If I didn't show up, they're like, hey, buddy, where were you at? You know, I'd see these people, and, you know, a lot of them became my good friends. But I'm so thankful to Richland Hospital and Simons because they have so many different things that helped me along. You know, I could have gave up on my journey. You know, I could have got to my certain point and I'm good now, you know. But I was able to actually push it further, especially, you know, with my knee, you know, with some of the equipment they have there, a new step, you know, that gives me the range of motion I need to keep, you know, flexible and keep doing exercises and whatnot, you know, so.
And the pool helps you, obviously, doing some work there, right?
Yeah, it takes off a lot of the weight. And that's another thing. It allowed me to keep doing the same amount of work that I was doing before my knee surgery by taking all the weight off of me. So, you know, that was, you know, it was a real bonus. Oh. That, you know, and I even in Florida, I didn't have that. I could have went to the ocean, but, you know, in this community that I lived in, there wasn't a place where you could go in there. And then having an instructor that, you know, my instructors helped me, you know, with exercises along after I had my surgery. So I didn't, you know, so I didn't hurt my knee. So that was pretty good.
Probably the first step, the first time you went, was it a little bit intimidating the first time you got out to Simons?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect. I was just, you know, I was trying to figure out how to transition. But as soon as I stepped in the pool, you know, everybody was so welcoming. It was, you know, I mean, that left right away. So everybody's real, you know, nice and talkative. And you know, like I said, it was everybody helped out and, you know, gave me a little advice and, mm-hmm. and just brought me in. I felt like family. A lot of these people I do know because I grew up here, you know, so that, you know, that made it easier. But like I said, everybody's showing interest. And, you know, from the administrator at the hospital to Simons, what he does, you know, they, you know, got together and got me a year package to help me continue on that journey. So not only did they help me, you know, physically, but they helped me like financially and just helped me take care of that, you know, and support that journey.
Right. So journey. Are you in some classes then, Tori? Or?
I'm in land classes and in water aerobics. So I was initially doing the morning and the afternoon ones, but then I do a land, some yoga and some of the land classes there. So some of the older ladies there might seem timid, but they put you through the ringer. I just, Wednesday night, I just did, I went there to do my water aerobics, but there was a swim meet. So I went to do the land class. Well, here they had like a dance class. So here's this big guy trying to keep up with these light, you know, older ladies, you know, they went left and I went right, you know, I mean, get a 300-pound guy going, you know, it's kind of hard to stop and pivot, but they were very encouraging me and, you know, and helped me along with it. And, you know, that was pretty fun.
They put you through the ringer then. It sounds like they worked you out.
I that's the thing, you know, I do my classes in the waters. You don't know if you sweat or not or if you're getting a workout. I knew I had a workout when I got done with them girls dancing, you know. Like, it might not have looked pretty, but I was putting in work, you know.
Well, you look great. So how much weight have you lost?
400 pounds.
400 pounds.
400 pounds, yeah.
My goodness.
400 big boy pounds. And it's been a struggle. You know, I've been up and down. But, yeah, I haven't been this size since even, you know, in school. Like, I had these guys in you know, Sanford was my track teacher. And, you know, I had him, you know, I was, like, bigger then, so. Yeah, it's just been an amazing journey, you know, to get out and run. I did a 5K. They offered a 5K, and I just, you know, to be a couple months out of my knee surgery and be able to do that, it just shows you how well, you know, the water, you know, aerobics and stuff like that. Because I did all my, most of my, I did rehab at the hospital, but most of the work came from the Simons facility. They have a new step there, which basically just, you can push your legs and keep the, you know, keep the sharpness off your joints and stuff like that. And then just jumping around in the water, so it helped me, so.
Oh, that's amazing. So what an accomplishment to do a 5K.
Right, yeah. I was ready to do another five afterwards. And, you know, the thing is, I showed up late. I was at work, and then I seen the people. I had signed up for it, and something didn't click or whatever. So I got over there and got late, ended up doing it anyway. It was at 5:30 or something like that, and I didn't get there to 6, so I ended up still going, and they waited for me to go and do my 5K, so that was real nice, and they gave me a lot of encouragement, and all the people that work there, you know, they greet you, and they make you feel good when you come and, you know, recognize you, so it's been super amazing.
So now you can compete in the sprints now in track, right?
Yeah,
so,
I tried that, you know. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, getting around, you know, I have to say that, you know, that pool has been what has really helped me to, you know, because I haven't ran since I was in school. So after, you know, with building my legs up and everything for all the months prior to my knee surgery, then after, you know, working on it and how strong it is, you know, I don't have words for that. Mm. You know, it's just a very amazing thing, you know.
Well, you're truly an inspiration.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you really are. Thanks for joining us here today. Well, we're going to move over to the other side of the room here. Shelley Meese is in the studio with us as well. Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, Phil. How are you this morning?
Great. What is your story in connection with the Simons?
Well, my story kind of starts with my mother. She was in her 80s and was coming up to Simons to do her swimming with her friends. And I would say, well, maybe we should go do this. Well, I can't today. I've got swimming. We could go after 9 or 10 o'clock. And I just thought, oh, for heaven's sakes. Well, now if anybody talks to me, I'm kind of the same way. I say, well, I can't do it on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays because I swim from such and such a time. And I can say that I, too, came because I have arthritis in my knees. And it is just, you don't even know you have it when you're there. It's not just for me. The physical benefits, but the emotional. I have met so many wonderful people there. I may not know everybody's last name, but I know them and I know their face and I know their story. Just the other day, I was in the locker room with a lady and she told me she's been coming for 20 years and she comes from Reedsburg twice a week. She said, I don't come on Fridays. And I just looked at her and just had to admire her because I come from Avoca, which I think is a long enough ways. But when I heard Mike talking about people coming from Casanova, from Lone Rock. And when you get into the pool, you'll find out where Spring Green, Avoca, Lone Rock, Boaz, Richland Center, Blue River, from all areas that have just come together. And I started kind of when Sanford was around and we taught together. So I kind of magnetized over to his area. Well, now I have my own area, and most people, Tori probably knows this too, has their own area, and when you get into their area, you might get a little smile or just a little push a little ways to get out of the way a little bit, but we're very welcoming to anybody that comes in. We'll just find you a new space. That's how it kind of goes. So
you have your little cliques there.
We do. Yeah. We do. And we have this standing joke, too, that if you're not coming, you have to, especially since we were teachers, have a pre-excused absence, or where were you? Were we not there? Or we'd send a message saying, I won't be in this morning because of that. And then if you don't, they'll all check with you. Well, where were you yesterday? What were you doing? So, but it has been a fantastic time for me. I feel so much better with my knees. I know when I go to church and I have to do the kneeling, it's like, oh my gosh, I wish I was in water because it's so much better. You don't feel any of that pain that goes on there. So that's kind of the way I go. So it's socially, physically, and mentally, the whole thing.
Maybe you could put in a pool at church, and that might work too, you know. So
I'm going to think about that. Well, right now the mosquitoes are so bad, nobody would want to come around to do that.
No, that's true.
It's just so welcoming, and anybody that wants to come in, you're kind of hesitant when you first come, but by the time you go back in to the shower room, it's like you've been there a long time. you walk out into the desk and the people are so welcoming out there. And there'll be cards to sign because somebody's having knee surgery. Someone had a death in the family. Somebody is not feeling well. So you sign the cards. It's a big family.
That's what I've heard. And, you know, people maybe that you have lived around here all your life, but you've never actually met before. You've got some new friends, don't you?
Oh, I have so many new friends. And if I'm walking down the stores or something and I'll see that person, we'll just nod at each other. Sometimes we'll talk to each other because we know that we have this bond, that we're always there at Simon's. And a lot of people come, like Tori said, for a lot of different reasons. My reason, first of all, was because of my knees, but now I think it's more social than anything else. I've been retired for a number of years. I think I've been coming up to Simon since 2018. When COVID hit, it was like, oh my gosh, now what do we do? And we were so glad to get back into the pool to work that. So
yeah. Ever since. So then do you come by yourself?
Or do you
bring people with you? Or?
There's some gals that come from Muscadet, but they come from the second class also, or the second class. Not, they're not second class. They come to the second class. Well, maybe they are Sanford. I know. But I choose to come by myself because I usually do a little errand running if I have something to do here or I have someplace else to go afterwards. I just kind of make it a useful trip if I'm going to come this way. So
That's probably the greatest thing about the place, too, is that when you don't show up, you're missed. It's noticed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've seen people, like, afterwards, I'll go to Walmart or something like that. Oh, so where were you at, young man? That was, you know, and right after, if you feel like, the person your whole life, they bring you, they're so welcoming in there, so there's never a loss of words for anything. I was doing a small walk after my knee surgery, and I had an elderly lady. She's comes like, "You're not supposed to be up on your knee. What are you doing?" She didn't know me, but she knew that I was having knee surgery and stuff. She stopped and just asked how I was doing, and that felt real good. Like somebody that I don't even know wanted to make sure that I was okay and just rub me a little bit, like, "What are you doing, young man, out here?" So that part of the process and the community, it feels real good because it is such a strong community base. You feel like all like family. Everybody's
caring community then.
Caring, yeah.
Absolutely. Are you in some actual classes then, Shelley?
I just go to the morning aerobics.
Just the morning aerobics.
But I have watched people doing their swimming laps, and we grew up in the Muscadet pool. We were there when they built it. All my other brothers and sisters were lifeguards. I wasn't a lifeguard, but we spent our entire days there and nights, summers. You'd go for swimming lessons, you'd go home and eat, you'd come back and you'd swim, and you'd go home and then you'd come back and swim again. And I would love to be in the water. I don't swim like I used to, and I see these other people, and some of them are actually older than I am, swimming these laps, and I think that's a goal that I have. I would like to be able to be one of those. So not only do I want to keep up with my water aerobics, I want to be one of those lap swimmers, too.
Nice to have that goal in mind, isn't it?
I hope so, yeah.
Absolutely. We'll talk about the Simons a little bit more here on the morning show. We've kept him quiet, but Sanford Miller is here as well. We'll talk to him and the crew in just a moment as our morning show continues. Today's topic is the Simons Recreation Complex, and Mike Hardy's in the studio, Tori Hill, Shelley Meese, and Sanford Miller is here. We've kept him quiet long enough. Good morning, Sanford. How you doing?
Good morning, Phil.
Tell us your story and how you came to visit the Simons and use the Simons Recreation.
Well, like Tori, I'm a larger individual that has struggled with my weight for my whole life. And probably 25 years ago, my doctor recommended getting into maybe going up to Simon's in water. I was resistant, but then I started walking. And I walked and lost some weight. But after a few years of doing that, my joints started hurting really bad. And so I kind of had to stop that. And unfortunately, I didn't start Simon's right away. But back, I want to say it was in 2017, I went to an auction, a charity auction raffle, and I won a 1-month membership to Simon's. So I thought, okay, I'm going to start going. And I would go after work maybe two or three times a week. And I would just like tread water and do my own little thing. You know, and about 5:30, this group of water aerobics people would come in for the afternoon class. And there was this guy involved in that by the name of Gary Gukinik, who after, you know, months of me kind of being there, you know, kind of approached me and said, asked me if I ever thought about, you know, joining the water aerobics class. And again, I was kind of hesitant and thought, yeah, I know. But after a while, I got into it. And while I was working, you know, that 5:30 class was the only one I could really go to. But I still did stuff on my own from time to time. Well, then my joints actually started getting worse. And I, in 2019, I decided retirement was looking good. Partially because of the joint pain, partially because of other issues. So I retired, and then I could come and commit more regularly and come to the morning class. So I started coming to the morning class after about 2 years of working out and just thinking, you know, my hip is so bad that I could hardly walk. You know, I waddled more than anything. You know, if you've ever seen someone who needs a hip replacement, you kind of notice that walk. But when I was in the water, there was like no pain, you know. And so I knew if I'm going to keep things moving, I'm going to have to go. And so I started going three times a week, sometimes four. In 2021, then I had my, no, 2020, yes, 2021, I had my hip replaced. And ever since, I've kept going. Now I'm up to 5 to 6 times a week that I go. Try to stay somewhere 1.5 to 3 hours every time I go, just because once I get wet, I want to, you know, just stay wet, I guess.
Keep going.
Keep going. And I, it's basically my job is how I look at it now, since I don't have any other responsibilities. I, you know, going to Simon's is what I know I need to do it for myself.
And you feel good. You feel better.
And I feel like I can move. That's the key, is that, you know, if it's closed for a couple of days or over holidays, you know, just missing, you know, even Sundays, I usually don't go, you know, just by Monday morning, I think, boy, I needed to get in here. And just if it's stretching, if it's just kind of loosening the joints up is a big part of it.
So you can feel it if you miss a day then.
Oh, yes. So. Oh, yes.
Good. Yes. So you're in the class then?
I usually come somewhere about 6:15, 6:30. So I do a lot, you know, before class, but then I stay at least through the first class, sometimes into the second class. Socialization is certainly a big part of it. A number of former colleagues that tend to show up. So,
yes, and it's positive peer group pressure, right?
yes, mostly. Yes.
Yeah, mostly. Because you mentioned Gary Gukinik, you know.
Yes.
He's a good mover and shaker.
I would say he's the social director of the Simon's Pool, is what I'd call it.
Unofficially, but
yeah,
he gets it done. So, but you've encouraged other people, I'm guessing, to follow your path?
Anyone who says anything about joints or whatever, I would suggest come to Simon's, yes.
So that 1 month membership that you won has turned into
about a 6-year commitment.
A change of life for you then, so in some ways. So yeah, and we're so blessed. I think sometimes, you know, we just take for granted that it's here, but we're very blessed to have the Simon's community.
Yes. And even though I'm driving, you know, 12 miles every time to come, I could hardly imagine not having it, you know, for the week or so that it's closed in the summer. Sometimes that's, you know, a little tough, but hopefully the outdoor pools are open and I can get in somewhere.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
What really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports, WRCO. 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30 and news time here today from WRCO Radio. Our program on the Tuesday morning get-together, and the news is up next and sponsored by the good folks at Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a high in the upper 80s today with shower chances, a slight chance this afternoon, maybe a better chance later on in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and 61, 78 one-hundredths of an inch of rain fell last night as we received another round of showers. It is 77 degrees.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Six more tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin Saturday night. The National Weather Service confirmed them all yesterday, with the strongest being an EF2 twister in Janesville. Four EF1 intensity tornadoes were also certified by the agency, two in Walworth County near Geneva Lake, and just east of Delavan, another west of Watertown, and the fourth south of Marshall in Dane County. An EF0 tornado that hit Cornelia near Platteville in Grant County was also confirmed. The latest confirmations bring the total number of twisters in the state this year to 30. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has had to cancel its sponsored canoe outings on the Wisconsin River this week due to high water. Water levels are well above normal flow and continue to rise. Normal flow for June 24th and 25th in the Muscadet Gauge, based on 100 years of data, is 8,800 cubic feet per second. Yesterday, it was 29,000 cubic feet per second, and the flow is expected to increase to 45,000 to 50,000 by Thursday or Friday. That projection does not include additional rain that continues to fall. U.S. Senate candidates Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde have agreed to a debate. The two will face off on October 8th, and the debate will be broadcast by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The debate will be moderated by Poynter Institute faculty member Jill Geisler and will feature questions from other panelists. Baldwin is seeking a third term in the U.S. Senate. Hovde previously ran for Senate in 2012, but was defeated in the primary by Tommy Thompson. Everyone involved in a lawsuit over Wisconsin's election maps will have to foot the bill for experts brought in to examine the case. The state Supreme Court ruled on Monday that the six separate parties that got involved with the lawsuit each owe just over $21,000 to pay for a pair of outside experts to examine proposed election maps. The case was dropped after Republicans and the governor's office came to terms on a new map and passed it into law. Justice Rebecca Dallet says the two professionals
professors put in the time and effort to make the rulings and should be paid for their time. The chair of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission wants faster development of a new nuclear technology. Summer Strand commented during a WIS Politics luncheon in Madison last week. Strand said, "There is a lot of really exciting innovation, research, and development happening on the nuclear front." She said if she had it her way, it would be happening faster and be more readily deployable now. Strand says the U.S. Senate has approved a measure to facilitate that work, and she noted that European countries are already making progress on small modular reactors. The U.S. Supreme Court and the Secret Service looking at the upcoming Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman expects protesters to behave and that anything beyond lawful protests will not be tolerated. People will be allowed to carry guns within blocks of the downtown security perimeter. Protesters will be given two outdoor stages outside the perimeter, although one will be within sight of Fiserv Forum. The RNC runs July 15th through the 18th and is expected to bring thousands of delegates and others to Milwaukee. The Richland School Board met last night. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board presented a revision to the early retirement for teachers policy to members of the school board at last night's meeting. The board recognizes the benefit of early retirement to both the district and its teaching staff. Teachers who have served the Richland School District for a continuous period of 15 or more years may retire at age 55 and receive benefits as per the administrative regulations established. After a review of the teachers' request for early retirement, the request has to be approved by the board. The intent of the proposed revised policy is to give benefit eligible staff two options. One option would be to take the early retirement benefit in some format, becoming less of a benefit over 3 years. The second option would be able to pay the eligible individuals a stipend on top of their teacher contract. The hope is to keep tenured teachers in the district who may otherwise retire from the Richland School District to take a better paying job at a different district, which at this time is beneficial for their state retirement fund. The board unanimously approved the policy revision. Dr. Sherry Johnson, Director of Curriculum and Instructions, reported that the district has not utilized CESA 3 to support teacher mentorship in the district in her 4 years with the district. CESA 3 does offer some mentorship support, but it's minimal in comparison to the new teacher project. She reported that the Richland School District program has been a standalone program run by mentorship coordinators. The same programming has been used for the last 4 years. Johnson wants to improve upon the mentorship offerings to new teachers by trying the Dane County New Teacher Project for this next school year. The district can learn new strategies and techniques for the support of its mentors and mentees through this national curriculum. There are 88 hours of activities. The plan is to have coaches, mentors, mentees, and any other teacher deemed needing more support in first-year type content attend events. By signing with the Dane County New Teacher Project, she explained many opportunities would be available. Gas prices rose slightly over the last week. The average price has risen 1.9 cents per gallon, averaging $3.27 across the state as of yesterday. And Miss Wisconsin's Teen 2024, crowned over the weekend, 15-year-old Ella Bay of Pewaukee swept the title of Miss Wisconsin's Teen. She competed as Miss Foot of the Lakes and won $3,000 in scholarships. Ella now has the opportunity to compete for the title of Miss America's Teen 2025. The Richland Concert Association had planned an additional concert in its series this Sunday. However, the artist has canceled. As a result, there will be no performance hosted by the Richland Concert Association coming up this Sunday.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 88, a slight chance of early afternoon showers, and then shower chances increasing as the afternoon goes on. Tonight looks all right, partly cloudy and a low of 61, and Wednesday partly cloudy, cooler and less humid with a high of 76. In Richland Center, yesterday we tapped out at 84, and then the rains came last night, maybe earlier than was anticipated, and some fairly heavy rain, especially around the 7 o'clock hour, brought in 0.78 of an inch of precipitation. It was warm at midnight. We were at 80, and now down from that to the current reading, which is the overnight low, it is 76 degrees. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a great night for the Brew Crew at home as they began a series against Texas. We'll have that story and more in a moment.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. The BX tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
On the local and area scene, the Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League is postponed for tonight. The rain that we had over the weekend was rough on the course, and repairs continue. You can call the course if you have any questions at 608-647-3117. But again, no Tuesday night Men's Golf League action tonight. Church League softball resumes its schedule tonight at Kroska Park, and the Simon Sharks swim team will be back in action. They will be at Lancaster this evening. Well, it was a big night for the Brewers and a come-from-behind win over Texas 6-3 in front of the hometown fans. The Rangers were leading 3-1 when Rhys Hoskins stepped to the plate.
Contreras to third, Yelich to second, Adamas aboard at first. This one in the air, left it deep, get up, get out of here, gone! Rhys Hoskins has just hit one with the bases loaded. Whoa, that didn't take long at all.
Bob Uecker with a call of the grand slam of Rhys Hoskins last night, lifting the Brewers to the victory. Elvis Peguero got the win in relief, and Trevor Miguel with a 16th save on the year. Milwaukee protected its five-game lead in the National League Central standings over St. Louis. And manager Pat Murphy says they are playing the right way.
When guys are playing the right way, it excites you, and that's offense. It is not a very glamorous part of offense, but it's offense. The Yelich walk from 1-2 to ball four, the Willie walk, and then Hoskins coming through when he's been through a stretch of, and he's hit some balls hard, but I mean, he's been through a stretch. And I got emotional when he hit it because I'm just so freaking happy for him.
Manager Pat Murphy, the Brewers will get back to action tonight, the second game of the series, and they'll send Bryce Wilson to the mound. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Cubs by a score of 5-4, Padres over the Nationals 7-6. It was a victory as well for the Cardinals over the Braves 4-3, and the Reds beat the Pirates 11-5 among the Major League Baseball scores. There was no collapse. The Florida Panthers are actually moving on. Cleveland, and they are Stanley Cup champions for the first time. They'll be hoisting Lloyd Stanley's Cup after last night's 2-1 victory over the Edmonton Oilers in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. It was the third title round appearance in Florida's 30-year history. It was swept in 96 by Colorado and routed 4-1 by Vegas last season. This time they were on the right side of history after avoiding what would have been a historic collapse, winning the first three and then losing the next three, but they won last night. The Packers have stayed at home when picking a successor for franchise president and CEO Mark Murphy. The franchise board of directors has approved the selection of Ed Policy. He takes the office effective July 2025. Policy has worked in the Green Bay front office since 2012. Murphy calls it a well-deserved promotion, pointing to Policy's impactful work on the Title Town development. The 53-year-old is the former commissioner of the Arena Football League and is currently chief operating officer and counsel for the Packers. The Bucks are listed among eight teams playing in the NBA luxury tax bracket. ESPN reports that even though Milwaukee is considered a small market, the franchise will have to pay the tax of $52.5 million. That number is unofficial. Golden State is on the hook for nearly $177 million, with eight teams paying the luxury tax. The remaining 22 will receive almost $12 million each. And I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun.
So when you're in the pool, you feel like a brand new man, though. It's kind of that weightlessness.
Well, not completely, but yes.
But better.
The joints are not, I'm not feeling them nearly as much. Yes.
But being the former track coach, too, and to have like Tori and, you know, some former athletes and kids that you taught. Yeah,
anytime I see former students come in, you know, it's kind of a neat experience. And
yeah. I'll bet. So when you were on the track team, what did you coach?
Mainly shot and disc.
Mainly shot and discus. Then, yeah. So, and you had Tori as a student.
I've had a number of people, but yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. How life turns then.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Mike,
another thing I wanted to bring up that you say, you know, like people, there's so many, there's a few different class coaches. So, you know, there's different personalities and different, so it's not just the same thing all day long. And I wanted to just let people know, because a lot of my friends that may that come with me and they're like a little reserved or something. You can go as fast or as slow as you want to. You can just go there, sit in the water, observe. You know, there's no pressure to keep up or do something. You know, whatever's comfortable for you. So anybody that's thinking about making that step, like, I don't know if I can do this. You know, no, you just come in there and get comfortable and do what you can, you know, and just the fact that you show up and just enjoy the water, that's probably the biggest thing about it. So.
Phil?
Yes?
I just want to add to what Tori was talking about. You don't have to be a swimmer to do this either.
Right.
Some people do have fear of the water, and the depth of the water is your comfort zone, wherever you're comfortable. And we have one friend that she kind of looks at the flags that are hanging across, and she knows how far she can come without when we get the noodles. Then she can come out in the deep end with the big kids, but otherwise she stays back there. So being a swimmer or not a swimmer shouldn't affect whether you go to the classes, because like Tori said, you can do what you can do.
Yeah. Exactly. That's progress too. Just getting in the water and moving and again, I think getting there that first time is probably that takes away some of your fears, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Mike, all good representation here of the Simons and what it's about and the health benefits, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they brought up a lot of really good points. I mean, I think the social aspect was a big point. I mean, that's a really big driver in Simons. A lot of people come there, and now the foundation has installed a coffee bar there. So we also get, you know, we kind of mentioned that, you know, it's kind of a coffee club for a lot of people. Or I know my parents always used to meet at a restaurant with their friends, and that's when they'd have their kind of coffee chats and talk about gossip or what's going around town or whatever. And a lot of people do that at Simons, and that's when they get their workout and their classes in and that type of thing. And now we've got a coffee bar there. So a lot of people will stay afterwards and have coffee. And, you know, coffee is a little bit better probably in the winter than in the summertime because it's been so hot there. But yeah, a lot of really good points about the, you know, the physical aspects as well. And about the pool. The pool is, like I said in my interview, I said the pool is really your anchor at Simons. I said, I'm not a huge swimmer. I've run pools before, but I'm not a lifeguard. I'm not a swimmer, that type of guy. I said, you're going to need someone that's going to continue the swimming pool because the entire facility is important. The classes like, you know, Tori and everyone else has been mentioning, our instructors are excellent there. And that's one thing that I didn't really know when I came here, but they're really some really good instructors. But the pool is the anchor there. And that's without the pool, Simons probably doesn't exist. And again, to the point of the people's fear of swimming, of pools, I'm not a good swimmer, but Simons is considered a shallow pool. It's only 5 feet deep at its deepest. So it's a lot easier, for example, for our lifeguards. Some people that are, there's a lifeguard crisis nationwide, and some people that are a little nervous about passing a lifeguard test and being a lifeguard. Shallow water lifeguarding is a lot different than deep water lifeguarding. It's quite a bit easier to do. Just because you don't have that deep water. And if you're participating in shallow water, it's a lot easier as well. So yeah, a lot of our people that do come here, a lot of our members and non-members who come to use the pool, there really isn't that fear because it's, you know, 5 feet at its deepest, and you can stay where you're comfortable.
Talk about the outreach courses, because you don't always have to come to Richland Center, do you?
Yeah, that's something that that has started, and, you know, and I'll credit our, you know, our past directors. Simons has had some really good directors in the past that have really done a really, really good job, and our instructors as well. Right now, we've got outreach classes that, in participation or in cooperation with the ADRC, both of Richland County, Vernon County, Grant County, Iowa County, we are able to offer classes in right now in Lafarge and in Muscadet. There are similar classes that some of our instructors run for other communities, so that for people that can't drive or don't drive or can't come into Simons but want to be involved in some of these similar classes that, like Tori and everyone else was talking about, chair exercises or chair yoga and other things. We've got those going on at the in Lafarge and Muscadet right now. Those are available. They're just like our classes here. They're free for members, and non-members can pay to take part in them. The ADRC has discounted them pretty substantially with grants that they can get, so it's kind of a partnership with them. We're looking at doing more of that as well and expanding to more communities in the county so that we can get out there to reach out to more people that can't get into Simons, because we kind of want to expand that that health benefit. Obviously, we can't move the pool to other communities, but we can get some of this land exercise, land aerobics classes out to other people in the community. And the more people that we can get involved with healthy lifestyles, making healthy choices, the better that does for all of us. It not only increases lifespan, but it also increases the life quality. And then what other people that don't always see happens is insurance rates go down, because insurance isn't paying as much for these more costly medical procedures, maybe for people that are getting in shape, getting more healthy. And so their health costs are coming down. So that's bringing insurance costs down, so that other people that are paying insurance, their costs are going down as well. So it's good for the entire community that way.
And we've had families in here talking about the Simons and the benefits. And it's got to be amazing to see mom, dad, and the kids out there too, isn't it?
Yeah. And the Simon Shark Swim Team's been around forever. It's a very successful program. They're starting to build up again. like a lot of other programs, COVID had kind of quieted them down quite a bit. They're back up to around 50 or so members, and there's a lot of other communities in the area, but they're in full swing now, and they just had their first meet last week here at Simons, and they've had a couple of meets under their belt now, and they're doing quite well, and that's really exciting to see. So to come out and watch those kids are really high energy, and there's a lot of volunteers that go into that, a lot of volunteer coaches, a lot of volunteers that run those meets, so that's a lot of fun.
And I think it's a good point that it's all ages. It's not just people rehabbing or people, you know, later in life discovering it. You've got a lot of people of all ages, don't you?
We do. And like I mentioned before, we're looking at even expanding that more into the school districts and getting the schools more involved as well. But right now we do have all ages. If you come down to Simons, and you'll see all ages in the pool. You see all ages, you know, using racquetball courts and that type of thing. So it is really a multi-generational facility.
Do you have a board? A foundation board?
Yeah, the Natatorium board is made up of both the city and county representatives, as well as some at-large members. There's also Simons Foundation Board. They do a lot for raising both awareness as well as financial. They've been very big in really moving forward here, and that's I think that group has been very. Very influential in what our future looks like. They've been doing some grant writing, helping us out with a lot of things. As far as I know, Tori had mentioned the new step machines. They actually just wrote and received a grant for a new piece of inclusive exercise equipment that we're going to be bringing in shortly here, and it's one that we can. Kind of alter the seat so a wheelchair can fit in there, so someone in a wheelchair can use it. Someone that maybe wants to work their upper body a little bit more can use their arms to do some of the similar exercises. So it's we want to get into to making sure that we have enough inclusive equipment that that anyone can use, can come in and use. So the foundation was really big in that. The Natatorium board, Ed mentioned, they are our kind of oversight committee that does make all of our approvals for all of our policy and our fees and that type of thing. So that board meets once a month, and that's a really good group as well.
If people have questions, how's the best way to contact you, Mike?
Best way to contact us, I mean, you can always give us a call, 647-8522. You can stop in at Simons. You can find us on the web. You can follow us on Facebook as well, if you're a computer person. But we always want to hear from members and non-members about how we can, you know, better serve the community as far as programs we can bring in. Occasionally we'll get people coming in saying they're interested in teaching a class, so we're always looking for instructors that might have these brand new ideas that our members might resonate well with our members. So we're always looking for members. We're always looking for staff members as well. Lifeguards, always looking for lifeguards. So that's best way to contact us. You know, we like the face-to-face stuff is always nice as well. So we do have free week-long memberships. If you want to come and try us out, come in for a week. I would say pick a time when you can take advantage of as much of the facility as you can. Come to a class, come to some of these water exercise classes that you've been hearing these guys talk about. Those are free for members, and they're also available for non-members can pay if they want to come in and pay to use them. The pool is, you know, you can come into the pool for free for a week, and if you're a non-member, you can pay to use the pool as well. But otherwise, once you're a member, you can also buy a fob for $20, a one-time fee, and you can come in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we do have people that come in 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, if they've got they're working third shift or whatever, and that's the only time they can make it in. We do have people that come in that time, and some people that just like the quietness and working out on their own. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So you best of both worlds. You got the community working out, or you can just do it when you're available, right?
Exactly. So. Yeah. There's a lot of people that like the social aspect, but there are a lot of people that just like that alone time where they can work out on their own, and that's great. We cater to all sizes, all shapes and sizes.
Let's give our guests another opportunity if they'd like to add anything. Tori Hill, anything you'd like to add today?
I would say just that to take advantage of those that free time, that free week pass. I've had a couple of friends that wanted to come and just work out with me, you know, and see what they... And they ended up becoming members, you know. I think it's a really good opportunity to explore something that you might not know that you like, you know. There's just a lot of really good equipment and people there at Simons to just, you know, maybe it's something different than your typical, you know, day would have. So, mm-hmm. Say just give it a try.
Give it a try. Yeah. Shelley, anything?
I think I just wanted to add that when I went on to Medicare, I was looking for supplements. And through my supplement, I have a membership through Simons. They pay for my water aerobics classes, if I wanted to do any of the other classes there. I think at this stage of where I've been through Simons, even if I didn't have that benefit through my insurances, I would become a member there. But it's another fringe for when you get old and you can check out your supplements, because there are a lot of them that will pay for your memberships there, which is a great plus for me.
You're only as old as you act, I always say.
Well, and sometimes I don't act as old as I should, but yeah, that's the way, that's what they tell me too.
Yeah. It's like the fountain of youth, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Sanford, anything you'd like to say?
I would just excuse me. I would recommend anyone to come and try it. It may seem intimidating to begin with, but and some of the people in classes can seem intimidating at first, but most of us are really kind-hearted and just like to joke around and have a good time as we're keeping our bodies moving.
You're all in it for the same reason, right?
Same purpose, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not only a pool, but probably because I've been hearing it mentioned, a hot tub and a sauna too.
Yeah.
So if you're not like a pool person, go step and relax in a sauna or a hot tub. It feels really good after a day, a long day of working out.
I bet. And Mike, anything special coming up? I know you've had a 5K, you had the outing earlier this spring. Anything coming up in the near future?
Yeah, we're actually working now on setting our kind of fall winter schedule. We're getting through summer, so summer a lot of people are outdoors. We don't have any special events for the summer, but we are working on trying to do some outdoor things, some trail running using the outdoor wellness trail, as well as some of the usual runs, 5Ks that we've had in the past. So we've got a few things that we're working on, a few surprises we're working on. So that's one of the most fun things that I've done for the past few years, is working on these special events. So we're looking at doing quite a few of those coming up in the near future as well.
So people are rummage sailing, they should find an ugly sweater, because you're going to have that.
Get ready for the ugly sweater. Yep, yep. I'll be back.
Get ready for that late in the year. Absolutely. Well, good deal. We appreciate all of you coming in today.